Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you guys. Smooth. Drummer.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, you know, Butter's not able to make it. She's still feeling ill. We, of course, want you, Butter, to get better. You know, stop throwing up on people and throwing up on yourself. Anyway, get better. Tonight, though, we got a special guest host. I got my man, Steel, in the house. Say hi to the people, Black Steel.
Yo, what's up, people? What's going on?
Anyway, you know, we're going to do what we do. We're going to talk some shit tonight. We're going to play some hip-hop. And y'all want to be a part of it, we want you to break us off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, we want to hear from you out there, 646-929-2037. Also, as always, want to hear your ideas, your input, whatnot, and you're too shy to break us off a call, of course, you can hit us up on email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that's smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And you just go straight to smoothdrama.com. We encourage you to join our network. Go on there, you know, post your pictures, post your blog, you know, post your music if you're a professional. You know, you're not a professional. You're looking to be a professional. You know, we looking for folks who want to get on because we do our indie section where we play our hip-hop on here. So if you are somebody who got some talent or think you got some talent, we encourage you to submit your song. If you know somebody who's got talent or you think they got talent, submit some songs. You know, you can hit us up at smoothdrama.com, join our network, and throw your music up, or you can solicit me. I'm the hip-hop expert here. You can hit me up at dick@smoothdrama.com, but I try to keep my email open and not get access email unless it's like pictures of thongs. That's what I encourage. You know, if you're going to call, you're going to hit me up, you're going to email me, thong shot. That's all I'm looking for in that mail. Anyway, also on to the site, you can, you got any suggestions, whatnot, you can hit us up on our Say Now button. You know, it's on the site also. And to keep up with us from your mobile devices, you can hit us up, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, to keep up with me and Butter, see what we're doing, see if we're scratching our asses, whatnot, you can. Yeah, anyway, any events we got going on, you can text the word Smooth Drama to 41411. We got all that shit out the way. I think y'all know it's Tuesday, but this Sunday was very special. On the screen, of course, I'm holding up a hat that's got a certain Florida Lee. Whatever the hell you want to call it, New Orleans Saint. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
How did I know you were going to go there?
Yes, you knew I was going to go there. New Orleans Saint. Oh, and if you can't, I'm going to keep it on my shoulder. You know, just the Saints, just they're going to stay with me. Plus, of course, I'm representing New Orleans Saints on my chest all day, every day. You know, this been coming forever, all my life, been waiting on New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl. You know we're going to take it home, but I ain't going to get delirious. I'm just saying.
And you know what, though? They earned it for the city, man. That's what the city needed. They needed something like that.
It's funny you say that because I hear a lot of people talking about, oh, it's good for the city and all that, and that's all fine and dandy, but until they fix up, you know, the Ninth Ward and all the old neighborhood, I'm down with the Saints. Look, you know, I've been repping the Saints forever and a day since you done know me. But build New Orleans back up. Put some money in it. Don't talk about I'm down with the football team, but I can't eat this jersey. I can't eat this hat. I can't live in it either.
Not to mention jobs, man. They need jobs down there too.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about, you know. So it's a double-edged sword because I love that we got a little notoriety. Everybody's talking that America team shit and all that. But I'm still, you know, I'm still like, nah, we need jobs, all that, before we start talking about the whole, you know, oh, New Orleans is back. No, New Orleans football team made the Super Bowl. New Orleans hasn't made the City Bowl where they're a real city again. We're working on that. We're going to get that together. Now, we want to introduce you, Black Steel, to the people. Tell the people about yourself. What's going on?
Man, I'm just lounging, man, just maintaining, trying to hold it down. You know, just getting with my man Dick Hugger here on the show. You know, that's about it.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, I got to tell people about you. One, this is my main man from way back. He's a Philadelphia Eagle fan, but I'm still down with you. I still got love with you, even though you're an Eagle fan.
Yeah. Speaking of going way back, remember we go way back to when? Remember when the Fugees was at the ministry? We go way back then. Some people don't even remember that.
Well, I remember it because it was one of the. That was like the first live performance that I saw that just went through me. I mean, you remember that night when Lauryn Hill got on the stage and she blew through everybody in the fucking crowd.
Oh yeah, that was.
And then she had crazy lyrics too. It was like, Lauryn Hill, come back to us. You know what I'm saying, Lauryn Hill? That's where did you go?
Yeah, I saw an article the other day said that she was doing some. She did a show somewhere. I think she did a. She might have did a show for Haiti, but she is still performing. She's out there, and you know, it's in limited markets and stuff like that. But you know, I heard she still is. She's out there.
Yeah, but she not out everywhere like she should be, you know. But
yeah.
Now, you know, speaking of which, I mean, because you know, we talking about live shows, whatnot. I always, you know, think that the live shows is what really makes an artist. You know, how you can do a show, you can captivate the crowd, whatnot. Now.
Yeah.
In our age that we're going through right now, this whole digital online social media age, you know, seems like we're going away from people actually being around people. You know, it's one of those funny things how I was reading that there's some more, they've made an actual sex robot where the guy, He built a robot that he can talk to, that he, you know, have sex with. And I mean, we of course know that there's a lot of those type robots out there. Well, not necessarily a robot, because this robot has a laptop connected to it, actually. And it talks, and supposedly it can speak and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, you know, that along with the social medias, you know, the your Facebooks, your MySpaces, your Twitter, your tags. People don't touch each other no more. They don't like talking to each other no more. I think that's a real serious issue. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, we grew up in the social age. You know, you grew up, you know, recess, and we used to go out to the clubs and stuff like that. And, you know, we used to meet up at this spot, or we go to the beach on Sunday. And, you know, we were always interacting, you know. And nowadays, you know, you got people that just sit at home on the computer. Like you said, they sit on Facebook all day. They're on MySpace. They're on Twitter. You know, they don't take the time to say, you know, to call up their man or their crew and say, hey, yo, let's go down here and watch the game, or, you know, let's go to a show or something like that. You know, everything is just, you know, right where you're at.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm saying it's like we're, like, really, really impersonal now. You know, we're at the point where people don't even want to fuck around with humans no more. You know, like I said, they're doing the robot, you know, nobody wants to leave outside the house. You got people who won't go to the gym now. They got the weed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do some virtual exercise, and I'm going to do some virtual fighting the video game. I mean, because, as you know, they've outlawed a lot of the games that the little kids play, you know, and I've touched on this before, but I think this is the overall trend that's not a good fucking thing, where kids are brought up not to play with each other no more, you know, because it'll make, like, one kid feel bad, so no kid can play.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You know, you touched on that about the week. Yo, I'm trying to go to the gym, man. I want to see that little sexy honey on the treadmill next to me. Yo, I want to try to look at her when she's running next to me or something like that. So, you know, all that other virtual stuff, yo, I don't need that. So,
yeah, I mean, and it's funny, I'm trying to think of the movie, what's her name, was in it, from Stella Got Her Groove Back, gosh, man, what is that, Angela Bassett. I remember she was in that movie, Strays, where the society was half virtual and half real. I don't know if you ever saw that flick. But
nah,
it's like,
never check that out.
Yeah, we starting to move toward that. You know, as a matter of fact, one of the hip hop artists got killed in the middle of that flick, as a matter of fact. You know, Jericho One was the cat's name. Well, I mean, and, you know, also in this age, we living in the heart of the drug age, you know, everybody talking about the free love of the 60s. And all that other shit, but, you know, what we got going on here is on a whole nother level. I mean, as you know, the weed is legal now, you know,
yeah.
Which I've been an advocate for, you know, because I think marijuana is better than all these antidepressants that's been given out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and I just wonder if, like, 10 years from now, you know, what the kids gonna be like, all these people who can't even, they don't know how to interact with each other. People don't know how to talk to people no more unless they're behind the damn keyboard. And, you know, I'm as technological, I like to think I have some technical aspects to me. But there's still nothing like talking to somebody face-to-face and, you know, you being able to gauge who they are eye-to-eye, man-to-man, man-to-woman, whatever. I think that's very also.
Yeah, and basically, you know, I'm that type of person, you know, like you said, you want to be able to gauge them, you know, gauge them up. You want to be able to, like, you know, see what you're dealing with, size them up, you know, be able to bond, or, you know, to be able to disagree some kind of way, you know, not, like you said, hide behind a computer or your BlackBerry or your iPhone or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I can hide behind a computer and flash my Saints all day, but, you know, I'd like to be able to talk shit to you live also. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, you see the Saints. I want everybody to know it's New Orleans Saints. I'm gonna talk this shit for the next couple of weeks, and heaven forbid that the Saints win. I just want to put that out there. If the Saints win, who that? Shit, I might. Well, no, I'm not gonna get a tattoo, but I might get a temporary tattoo.
get one of them press-on tattoos.
Yeah, I get an impersonal one that's gonna go away the next day. I can wash that shit off. I got some markers, some permanent markers. I can wash that off. Anyway, what we're gonna do right now? We're gonna play a little song here from my boy. His house is M. Superman ain't my name. Y'all check this out. This shit is hot. I love it.
There's been speculation that I was involved in the events that occurred. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I'm Man, she don't care about that nigga, man. I know this motherfucker didn't have the audacity to come up in my spot. That nigga passed me my bag. Hey, you gonna start bombing on this nigga right on the spot? Hell no, nigga. What this look like, 1993, nigga? That's my laptop. I'm gonna blow up on these niggas.
With your boy Dick Hugger and my main man Black Steel. That was, of course, House of M. Look out for them brothers. Superman Ain't My Name. That shit is hot. Anyway, so what's up with you, man? You know, I had a little thought. You know, I was sitting up there reading a little something. You know, I read every now and again. You know, I saw they had a little Freedom House is like a little what they call them think tanks or whatever, where they were talking about they saw a decline in freedom in 2009. I don't know what a decline in freedom means. I know, but for me, I know a decline in freedom means that, you know, they slowly taking away the rights. And this is not just, you know, in this country, because, you know, I talk a lot about the rights that they take away here in the United States that nobody pays any mind to, but it's also a worldwide trend. Like, looked over there in the UK, over in England, and what's happening is photographers, you know, paparazzi, whatnot, they get stopped and searched everywhere. It doesn't matter, you know, and that's not necessary. I guess it's not necessarily a problem, but I could see it as a problem. It's like if you can just stop people everywhere, and what we're talking about is them setting the precedent where all over the world, if you're talking about freedom, your government ain't having that shit. Nowhere. Not just here. I mean, you know, of course, we started it off when we did that Patriot Act. Meaning, basically, if me and you went out there and talked some shit about the government, whatnot, they'd lock our ass up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Real quick. And I read something else that was really crazy. You know, Google has did some, I guess, the United States government helped help the Chinese get hacked into Google. And I guess what Google in this, for all you people who have Gmail, y'all might want to pay attention to this. The hackers, the Chinese hackers penetrated Google service, also Gmail also. And they were doing it to gather intelligence, as they say. They said the U.S. government helped them, because what happened is the U.S. government made Google create a backdoor into all the Gmail accounts, and that's the feature that the Chinese hackers got into. Now, you know, it's not really nothing that ain't been happening before, because I was hearing that there was a conference few months ago where they were talking about pushing laws that would give the police new powers of internet surveillance. In many cases, it's requiring communication system providers to redesign their products and services so that the government can do that backtracking and making them, they also were making them retain their information longer, like your IM and emails and things of that nature. And as I reported on here before, you know, our government built a couple of facilities, just built a couple more facilities where they can house all the phone calls they've been tapping, as well as your emails, your IM, text messages, all that stuff is stored. And, you know, it made me think, along with what's that in the airports now, they're going to, I guess, not this year, but starting next year, they're supposed to be having that, the X-ray machine where
X-ray
they can see.
Machine where they can, see right through your body and stuff like that. Yeah,
I'm like, you know what we need to do, Black Steel? We need to apply for some government jobs. I mean,
no doubt.
No, I mean, think about it. One, you're going to get to, you know, of course, it's not all going to be glamour, but you get to see naked women all day in their jobs. And also, not only do you get the naked women and whatnot, but you can, like, listen in on phone calls. You can patch in on, like, when people be doing they video cam chats and whatnot. You can jump in on all that for free. And that's just part of your job. Because you're saying you checking for terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, and in that format, I'm like, shit, I want to protect America. And I don't know about you, but I think that me and you, we could help crack terrorism here in the United States by working government jobs and having access to those things. We will make sure single-handedly that, you know, nothing get by the eye. I work 12-hour shifts. You don't even have to pay me overtime. I work just an extra 4. No, but seriously, you know, people don't think about none of this stuff. They think that, you know, that it's all fun and games. I'm like, this is not fun and games.
It's serious, man. It's like
it's serious.
Anybody out there, man, just imagine that every time you got on your phone and if you knew that somebody could just listen in every time you made a call, you know, to that person, to this person, you know, you sneaking around, you don't want nobody to know, but somebody out there is always listening. And
oh,
no matter how you feel.
Oh,
that
well.
Cool,
yeah.
Man.
It's not only just listening, they're watching. Because, you know, we got a lot of video streaming that goes on here. I mean, you know, a lot of people do their webcams and whatnot. They're watching all of that. So, you know, for all you web out there, flashing booty, you know, anybody out there getting your sexting on, sexting, that's funny, anybody out there, you know, having your phone sex, whatnot, hey, you know, you might want to holler at Big Brother, too, because Big Brother and Big Sister is listening.
Yeah, and if you're going to send that special person some pictures, yo, just go ahead and send them into the show. We want to see, too. Give us the jump on it before we can, you know, before we can snatch them out the air.
Oh, well, I mean, as you know, that, you know, the government is going to take your pictures anyway. They have access to all the pictures anyhow. But as always, I encourage your freedom of expression. So, you know, if there's some extra special pictures you feel the need to send, you can send the dick at smoothzama.com. I had gotopless.org, and, you know, gotopless.org, they're about women having the same rights as men. where they can walk around topless like men walk around topless. And, you know, I support that. And that's why I come out and I say, hey, you know what? If there's some, it's not about being demeaning. You know, it's not demeaning. You know, because there's men who walk around in their speedos, whatnot, and I say, women, you can do that shit too. You know?
Yeah.
I'm for that.
I
don't see a problem with it. You know, I see the homies out there, and you know who y'all are, where y'all walking, which is your pants to the ground, whatnot, as that new song says. You know, I see your draws, whatnot. Well, you know what? Women, I encourage you to sag too. If men can sag, y'all can sag too. Get your sag on. I'm down.
Yeah. And if you're sagging, what's that?
We need a rally. I think we need to organize a rally.
We need something.
A women's pants to the ground rally. You know, I mean, because I stand here for your rights. I will be out there. Look, me and Black Steel will be there. We have the signs. We have the cameras. Take your picture. We support you 500%. Anytime y'all want to come on the show, y'all want to holler about it, I got you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to have to put our heads together and go ahead on and get this rally started. So, you with me, man?
Yeah. I'm ready. Right. I'm always ready. I'm ready for whatever.
The listener, you know, especially the female listeners, one, don't forget, dick@smoothdrama.com. All your pictures, you know, because I want to support your creativity. I want to support your individuality, your artistic side, your artistic backside. No. You know, speaking of women, I was reading that, you remember Susan Smith?
Susan Smith, yeah.
Yeah, South Carolina woman who was sentenced to life in prison for killing her two sons by rolling the car in the lake and saying that a black man stole her damn kid.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, we put a heifer alert out here real quick. This heifer is actually trying to ask for a new trial. She said her attorney failed to adequately represent her when she was on trial 15 years ago. She said, yeah, this heifer said the trial was unfair.
Why? Because you lied about it? Because you tried to cover it up? Because you figured, oh, I'll just blame a black man because they're going to find him and they're going to convict him and sentence him to 25 years, and then all of a sudden one day it comes out, oh, he didn't do it, you know, because evidence shows that he couldn't have possibly have been there at that time, but you done already messed up his life.
Right. Yeah, it was, you know, the fact that, and in this, I don't like to solicit this, but I guess I should solicit. Women in South Carolina in the prison, what are y'all waiting for? I mean, I remember when Jeffrey Dahmer went to jail, did he last a whole day? Maybe 2 days?
Yes, if that.
Yeah, and I'm not advocating, you know, murder. I'm advocating whooping her motherfucking ass where she don't want to talk. women in South Carolina, women in the South Carolina prison system, if you're listening, if you got a relative that's listening, look, relative, holler at them and tell them that this heifer who killed her kids in cold blood and blamed the black man in a carjacking just so she could be with a motherfucker who didn't want to deal with her kids is asking for, they should just whoop our ass.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, hey, cane her like they cane that boy over in Singapore.
Right. Well, I'm saying, you know, somebody cut her on the tongue, let her know, look, whoop her ass and say, hey, shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing. That's all I'm asking for. Shut her ass up. You know, not asking for a lot.
Yeah, just you want a new trial, but is that going to bring the kid, the innocent little lives that were lost that day?
Probably not. Now, you know, conversely, talking about another dumbass prisoner, dumb motherfucker. Oh man, and this is hard. Guy's name, Paul Warner Powell. Mr. Powell, Mr. Powell was convicted of murder. He murdered Stacy Reed, and he raped Stacy Reed's 14-year-old sister in their Manassas, Virginia home way back in 1999. And Mr. Powell had claimed double jeopardy after state prosecutors put him on trial for a second time in the killing. And what happened was they said the Virginia High Court threw out the verdict in his first trial, saying that prosecutors had not proved that other necessary death-eligible offenses were committed against a 16-year-old girl, such as aggravating factors, which include rape, attempted rape, or robbery in the commission of murder. Now, the thing is, Mr. Powell, after, you know, his first trial and he got off whatnot, was like, oh, well, since I've already been indicted on first-degree murder, and the Virginia Supreme Court said that I can't be charged with capital murder again. And these are his words that he wrote in a letter. I figured I would tell you the rest of what happened on January 29th, 1999, to show you how stupid all of y'all are, wrote Mr. Powell, who is, and, you know, I try not to do that whole racist shit, but he's white. And he's a confirmed white supremacist. He says he had gone to the Reed house to confront Stacy for dating a black boyfriend. He admitted pinning the victim, threatening to rape her, then stabbing her in the heart when the girl resisted. He then stomped on her throat. And I guess I forgot to mention these events when I was being questioned. Ha ha, he wrote. Do you hate yourself for being so stupid and saving me? He also, after that crime, he waited in the house until the younger girl returned from school, then attacked her, leaving her for dead. In the meantime, he drank iced tea from the family refrigerator and smoked a cigarette. And that's how they caught that he was there. Unfortunately for him, there's a technicality which made him eligible for capital punishment if he was convicted. Now, think of that. This dude, after he got off, he wrote a fucking letter saying this shit to the people in the court. Now, you tell me, that crazy or what?
That basically just goes to show that, yeah, he didn't think the whole process through. He just figured, oh, yeah, you know what, I'm going to get off. They're going to let me get off. So I'm just going to tell them how stupid they are. Kids, you need to stay in school. Pursue higher education. Get as many degrees as you can. Don't, you know... Instead of sitting in front of the computer playing video games, read a book. You know, challenge your mind. Because he didn't challenge his mind. His mind challenged him.
Yeah, I'm thinking that he might have been dropped as a kid a couple times. I'm thinking he might have been dropped a couple times, probably even more than that, because he sounds really dumb. I mean, to one, to get away with that, and I mean, he was in there like manslaughter, and he would have got out for good behavior, but he was smart enough to write the letter. So, and this is coincidentally our dumbass section where we talk about dumbasses. Because now I like to highlight dumb shit so people can differentiate what is dumb and what makes sense. And I just want to say that shit made no sense. And Mr. Powell, I hope that you get the death penalty and they don't waste their time with appeals or whatnot. And if it's not about the death penalty, I do encourage the men in the Virginia state prison system, look, just take him out of his misery. He don't need it. He don't need that breath of life. Somebody hit him with a dumbbell or something, put him in a coma, shut him up. Not that I'm advocating violence. I'm just saying, somebody cut his tongue off or something so he can stop talking. He's snitching on himself. But he's not as bad as this woman in Concord, New Hampshire, who is being held on bail for her third DWI in less than a week. Patricia Mondro, 55, was involved in not one, not two, but three accidents. And in each and every case, her ass was drinking before she got behind the wheel. Now, Ms. Mondra has a criminal record, but, she admitted to having a drinking problem and she's now addressing it. But I'm like, the first time, I'm like, they don't suspend licenses in Concord, New Hampshire. And the second time, I'm like, shouldn't they have known about the first time? I mean, being that the second time was in the same week, you would have thought that somebody would have held her ass in jail. I'm thinking that maybe she got that, I don't know what kind of past or what kind of relationship she got with the police in Concord, New Hampshire. But it took the third time for her ass to be drunk driving out there for them to actually hold her?
Yeah, that makes no sense, because if it had been anybody else, if it would have been me, you, dude over there, homegirl over there, and they called my ass driving, man, they would have probably threw me up underneath the jail. I wouldn't even know I even had a driver's license. I probably wouldn't have had my license for, 2 years.
Well, we are talking about three times, and the third time she was in a major accident where she sustained harm to herself and the car. Three times in the same week. I don't know.
It goes back to, if you're an official in that city, how can you even look at yourself and say, wow, how did we let this happen? And everybody's going to sit around, they're going to point the finger at the next person. Well, you should have did this. You should have did that. You should have did that. Well, but don't they have laws to say, well, if you get caught, this is what happened, not, hey, how come you didn't do that? How come you didn't do that? How come you didn't do that?
Thank you. The crowd appreciates that you said that. That made perfect sense to me and you. I guess the people in New Hampshire don't understand that. I guess they don't.
Yeah. And
well, now, not to cut that one off, but you know, I remember you said a little bit earlier about kids staying in school, massage your mind, learn a little bit or something. You know, out here, California, you know, there's a lot of people, as you know, they live on the cliff, on the beach. Now, I don't know if you remember, but I don't know if it's like fourth or fifth grade where you learned about erosion. You know erosion, right?
Yeah.
Water hits the rocks and whatnot, and they erode. Well, you know, you got these people in Pacifica, California, who are scared because their apartment complex overlooking the Pacific Ocean is crumbling off the cliff. And I'm like, I can't even feel sorry for you dumb motherfuckers, because it's erosion. Why would, I understand it's beautiful, but erosion makes the cliff eventually collapse. I think everybody knows that if you was paying attention in well, I don't know if it was fourth or fifth grade, erosion, and the fact that they're sitting up there, you know, I'm really worried and I'm standing here shaking because a section of the cliff has collapsed. It's like, yeah, you're on the beach, that's what happened. Stupid ass. You know, that's what we're talking about, dumb people. You know, and these are probably folks who have college educations and whatnot and don't even understand that this kind of stuff happens. You know, I want to point out that, you know, this is Pacifica, California, which is like, I believe it's in the San Francisco area, and they probably are so-called smart book learn people, but book learning ain't all it is. It's common sense. If you know shit on the ocean tends to fall in, don't live where shit tends to fall in.
Yeah, and they got to be smart people, because there's a lot of top-notch colleges up in that area. You got Stanford, you got Cal. So obviously they knew something, but yeah, you know, it's all about the money. You had the view, you know, was probably in a nice, affluent neighborhood. You know, the crime rate wasn't that high. They was trying to, you know, they was just trying to you know, to get up and get out.
Well, I got a better view right here, New Orleans Saints hat, right here. Sunday will be, well, not this Sunday, but next Sunday will be in the Super Bowl, just so y'all know. So you wanted to see the ocean, this is a better view right here. New Orleans Saints hat, Super Bowl. Now, this story right here is one of the funniest things ever. A woman, Diana Martinez, was robbed by three men on the north side of Columbus, Ohio, on a Sunday night. And, you know, no big deal. You know how you got robbed, called police, whatnot, you know, report it, and it's all good. Well, 2 hours later, 20-year-old Stephon Bennett showed up at Mrs. Martinez's home, you know, which was the scene of the crime. Martinez recognized him as one of the robbers right away and got her cousin to call 911. So you probably want to know, Black Steel, what in the hell was homie doing back there?
Yeah, what was he doing back there?
According to the police and Ms. Martinez, Bennett returned to the home and asked her for two things: if she had a boyfriend and if she would like to go out on a date with him.
Come on, brother. Come on, hey, Come on, brother. Just go on, get in the cell yourself. We're not even going. You might as well have went down to the police station and just opened up the door, walked in, and said, oh, I need a place to sleep tonight.
It's not even a place to sleep. Oh, hold on. Who in the fuck robbed somebody and then goes back to, like, damn, that girl was fine. I think I'm going to try to holler at her. Woo! Oh, see, because it's not even about him going to the police. It's more about him just, and he might as well not left. Just, hey, I'm going to sit here till the police get here. So I'm going to come back and ask, I robbed you, but can we hang out? Can I get some?
Hey, and she probably said, yeah, go upstairs and lay down while I go freshen up. And she called 911 and was like, yo, this fool came back for some more.
Well, I just want to say this to the women in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. His name is Stephon Bennett. If he talks to you, please don't talk back. This is a dumb motherfucker, and if he gets you pregnant, your kids are more likely going to be stupid because his genes is bad. He's stupid, and you don't want to mess with Stephon Bennett. He is quite stupid, and he can mess your kids up totally.
You know what? I got something to say real quick. It's been in the papers and you saw it on all the blog spots and everything. This is something I don't really understand why this happened. I do, but I don't. P. Diddy's son Justin had a birthday party over the weekend.
Right.
And I guess they're going to feature it on MTV Sweet 16. A 16-year-old kid, why the fuck would you buy him a $350,000 car? And then, on top of that, hire a chauffeur to drive him around. Yo, when I was 16, I was trying to get my own ride. You know, I wanted to drive me and my friends around.
Right.
You know, I understand.
Yeah.
Who,
right.
What was that?
Nah, go ahead.
I understand who he is and what he stands for, but couldn't you have took that $350,000? You could have bought him a $50,000 car, took the rest of the money, donated it to a charity or something, put it in a college fund for him, whatever. What 16-year-old kid needs a $350,000 MyBach? I don't want it. If I was that kid, I'd have been like, man, you could have just got me like a Range or a Benz or something.
I saw that same story, and I was just like, well, P. Diddy's stupid, and that child probably don't have a chance to be a regular person. Because if he's getting $350,000 car, he's probably ruined for regular life.
He's ruined. Yeah, because he can't come. You can't come back from that. Because
right.
Then it's like, you know, the rest of your life is like, you know, everything has. You got to top that every time you go out.
Right. Well, I mean, we talking about just the poor girl that tried to talk to him. It's like, shit, I got a $350,000 car. What can you say to me?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, that, well, you know, I know you were touching on that. There was one thing that I wanted to touch on that I saw. I don't know if you saw this about the white guy that called one of his students the N-word because he heard them saying it, and he's like, well, you know, I called him that too. I told him, and shut the door. And, you know, as everybody knows, you don't know, I have a problem with the word. You know, I'm like Richard Pryor before me. I don't think that the word has any place being said, whatnot. I understand people say it's a term of endearment and all that. I don't hate on people for saying it, but at the same time, I take my stand on it, you know, and I always find it funny that folks have a problem with the word only when somebody else says it. And I'm like, well, if y'all can say it to each other, why can't they say it?
Exactly.
You know, you can't be bothered by white people or anybody else saying the N-word if that's what you want to call yourself. Because if you want to call yourself that, they're going to call you that too. Whether it be behind your back or to your face, like this teacher did. You know, they're all up in arms. Saw the video, the boy was like, he need to lose his job. And I'm like, well, but you was the one that was sitting up there, you and your homies called yourself that all the time. What you think he was gonna say? You know, I don't see white people hollering out, that's my hunky, and you know, going through all that.
You don't hear him say, "What's up, cracker?" You know,
right. Yeah, and if they do, it's like a one time joke. It ain't something that's ingrained in them. And, you know, I mean, I think that the people who are, you know, stuck on the whole, yeah, the N-word, and, you know, we can use it. It's our word, but you can't use it. Well, I'm sorry to say, but they kind of did make the word up. They kind of had it first. So, if you don't like the word coming from their mouth, they kind of have the what's that, the copyright on it?
They
have the copyright. We just borrowed it. Y'all remember that. You don't have the copyright on that word. They made it up specifically for you a long time before your ass was even thought of.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Allegedly. You know, that's that word that they always say when somebody does something, allegedly. He allegedly said this. He allegedly said that. Well, this guy allegedly said the N-word, and y'all allegedly got mad. When you say the N-word all the time, don't get mad. I know me. You call me the N-word, I might punch you. I just might. That's just me. But it depends on what drug I'm on that day, if my vitamins are kicked in or whatnot. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll admit that, you know, when I was a little bit younger, I used to throw the word around a lot too. But now when I hear other cats say it, I'm like, yo, man, you know, ain't there something else in your vocabulary, another word that you can use? Because it does. Right. It sounds like, you know, it sounds ignorant.
Right.
Especially for anybody to say it.
Right. And we're gonna end on that point. And with that, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my man Black Steel for coming on. You know, I want you to know, brother, you're welcome anytime. You know, and we're going to be hollering at you again. With that, party people, that's our time. I'm out representing my man Black Steel. It's your boy, Dick Hunter. We are out.
Peace, y'all.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.